Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are going to talk about a phrase that I say. The phrase is the 1,000 faces of mediumship. Now, this phrase represents the diversity I think mediumship can present as to humanity. Every single medium is different. The way that we present our mediumship should be different. We should not be robotic or systematic or ants in a line, so to speak. But mediumship should look different with every medium. And on top of that, the way that we work with our mediumship and use it to help people or put it out to the community, humanity, should look different as well. And there's many ways that we can present our mediumship out there. So I'm going to dive into this topic a little bit with this podcast, because I think essentially what I want you listeners to know is that you shouldn't be comparing your professional path to anyone else's. And I think that it's a really hard place to be sometimes when we go to these programs, these mentorships, and we train and we bust our butts and we roll up our sleeves and we work so hard to, you know, to put something out there to the public that is meaningful, beneficial to growth, and, you know, financially supports us, right? The 1,000 faces of mediumship. You should never compare your professional path to anyone else's. Don't be pressured to look away, look a certain way, use your mediumship a certain way. To each his own, okay? To each her own. And don't fall victim to the pressure out there. Do not fall victim to this organized system of this is the right way. This is the good way to use your mediumship. So we can look at this 1,000 faces of mediumship in two different ways: how we walk our professional path and use it with people, and also in our mediumship itself and how it should variate. No two mediums should ever work the same. So let's go ahead and just take a second to talk about, well, since I'm already on the professional path, let's start there. To my mediums out there who have no spiritualist churches around you, to my mediums out there, you know, who have to create their own space physically to work in. This can be renting spaces, working with metaphysical shops, working holistic fairs. What a tough road you have. But what an empowering road you have too. I think with this path, there is a bit more of a freedom of expression in your mediumship. You can create the medium you want to be easily, without pressure. There's a freedom that mediums have with choice here, and what you choose to do and how you choose to do it with your mediumship. And it can look any way you want it to be. It can be working fairs. It can be starting your own fair. It can be giving sessions in a metaphysical shop or at a yoga studio. Collaborations, oh my goodness, with local businesses. That's what a lot of my students do. And there's no one breathing down your neck, right? This is a business, a profession for you, and you are your own boss. So the freedom is yours. And I think it's very, because that's how I was in the beginning. You know, if you listen to my previous podcast, I was all on my own for 5 or 6 years. And I was surviving in a space where there were not spiritualist churches. And there was, it was lonely a little bit, but, you know, I had the ability to really branch out wherever I was guided to with all these venues, the fairs, the shops, and just really be free in my mediumship. and my mediumship, while I had a few online courses I took, I never watched other mediums work. I knew the TV mediums. So I just kind of came into my own style, which I still really hold to this day, even after all my training. But I came into my own style, and I was really shaped by spirit and just who I was as Jennifer the medium. And I was able to go to these venues and present it and not feel guilty or not feel judged. And there was a beauty in that, right? Now, if you are a medium who is very much raised around a lot of mediums that are part of a church or organization or group, specifically the spiritualism, right? And you have that community around you to kind of grow in and develop in and get to know spirit in for the first time. It's a space that, you know, has a system about mediumship and expectations. And I think that that is, it can be limiting. And I think that when you have this pressure to be a medium in a church, there are stipulations, and rightfully so. This is an organized religion. There are ways that they want you to work and present your mediumship. And when you look at these two different worlds and these two different dynamics, there is positive and negative to both. I think we should experience both worlds a little bit. I know I have. And I think that there is a space for both of these in our world. There needs to be. We need the mediums who flourish in the system, and we need the mediums who flourish in the, what's a word for it, not in a system. And I think that we need to have a mutual respect for these, because there's great mediums throughout these, right, in both of these worlds. And it's a very different path. You know, when you go through the church or when you are on your own creating your own space and, you know, there isn't a guideline, right? And now let's talk about the mediumship itself, the 1,000 different faces of mediumship that we provide. Not how we do it, whether it's church or not church, or venues, clubs, wine bars, yoga studios, spiritualist churches. You know, I think that there's a purpose for all of that and mediumship being presented in all of it. But let's talk about mediumship itself. I think that mediumship, and I touched on this at the beginning of the podcast, it should look so different and be so individualized with each medium out there. And we know this, right? You've probably seen it. And the purpose of this podcast, what I do want to open your minds up to, and some of you listeners may already be there. And if you are, maybe you know people that aren't in this field. Or maybe you're not open to it, then this is especially for you to hear. But these 1,000 faces of mediumship, how it presents individually when the medium works, and then how they put it out there in society, there needs to be a respect for all of it. There needs to be a respect for all of it because there is a purpose to all of it. And that purpose should be to bring people to spirit, bring people to a place of inner awareness and connection. And it's when we start judging each other, mediums, okay, that's when environments can become toxic. You know, it's when we start taking sides or bringing division to these 1,000 faces of mediumship that we just do more harm than good. We really, really do. I will always say that a medium created outside of a system has a certain strength and different path than one that is created in a system. These are very, very different mediums here. And there is a strength to both. And I think that when you look at humanity, it needs both types of mediums, right? It needs the church. It needs the system. Some people need that, and some people, you know, you will not catch them in a spiritualist church. You won't do that, but you will catch them at a yoga facility, right? And I think when you take a step back and, you know, see the beauty in how mediumship is being presented and the different areas of humanity and types of people out there who don't know mediumship, they don't know spirit, they don't know that connection, I think we can say that we're going to reach more if we embrace, when we embrace all these mores of how mediums are putting it out there. Not one type of medium can reach all types of people. Many types of mediums will reach many types of people. And so let's welcome in these thousand faces of mediumship, how it presents individually with the medium and how the medium presents it in society. Let's embrace all this because we're all on the same page here as mediums. We should all want to affect people in a beautiful, soul-evolving way with their connection to source. And there doesn't need to be any judgment because not one way is better or superior than another. It isn't. Okay? Just because you have a certification or you don't have a certification does not make you any less than or better than your fellow medium who is out there affecting people. And again, I'll use the example. A medium who is certified by an institution or organization, when they go to bring a contact to a person because it's in a church, is their mediumship better than a medium who books a yoga studio and brings a contact to someone who bought a $10 ticket? Is that connection to spirit less in one venue or the other because of where it's found and who presents it, that medium with that credential or self-taught? Absolutely not. And so we have to be aware of this, that there's beauty in both of these all of these faces of mediumship. This is what I want to get out to you, listeners, you mediums out there. So if you're thinking, I need this certification, I want to get this under my belt, this is going to make me a better medium, let me go to all these mentors out there, that's going to make me a better medium, let me get this certification, that's going to make me better. Not really, because there's a rhyme and reason for all types of mediums and their mediumship in all different walks of life here. We're meant to have this variation, I think, so we can work with a variety of people. So don't beat yourself up if you think you have this checklist you have to make. And then don't beat yourself up if you're wanting to leave a system. You know, you go with where you're called to provide your mediumship, and I think that's the most important. You know, it's a very important knowing to hold on to. You go with where you're guided to share your mediumship, whether it's in a church, at a service, an institution or organization, a lounge, a studio, a venue of any type, your own home, a community center. You go with where you're drawn to serve, right? And that's what I want to leave you with, listeners. So let's all embrace these thousand faces of the thousand faces of mediumship and support each other in this. And don't judge. Don't judge. Until next time.